On this episode, Ryan shares a video he stumbled across online where he discusses how he hates motivation. You don't need it. He thinks it's all a gimmick. You just do what you gotta do. And we talk about that. Stay tuned.
This episode of Super Boothers is brought to you by Photo Booth Startup, giving you the ultimate photo booth at an affordable price. Specializing in ring light booths, whether you're just starting out or adding some to your fleet, Photo Booth Startup can help. Visit their website at photoboothstartup.com. Hello and welcome to Super Boothers. My name is Ryan.
And I'm Ismail.
I'm Ismail.
What was that?
And I'm, well, what do you want me to say?
Hi, I'm Ismail. It's such a wonderful thing to be here.
As everyone listening knows, that is not me, that's you.
Whatever, it's barely me. So I have a bone to pick.
Oh God, here we go.
Yes.
I'll say it better next time. You don't have to go into this whole thing about it. I'll just say it better next time.
Something else. I have a comment. So I was scrolling through Facebook, and I came across this clip that I'm going to play for everyone. And it really kind of hit me in a way that I haven't been able to articulate. Because you see people going to – and I'm not going to name names. Yes, I am. You see people that go to like these mega conferences of like these speakers of like these people that are supposed to be like so profound. And I just don't see it. I've said it. There are people like Tony Robbins or – Grant Cardone, or I mean, even like tech people like Casey Neistat. Casey Neistat really doesn't fall under motivation, but like Gary Vee is marginal just because he kind of keeps it real. But there are just certain people that just kind of spout off this little, I can't explain it, but at the same time, it's just like, I can't even deal with you right now. You know,
well, let's go to the clip.
So this clip is about this woman. I have no idea who she is. I have no clue what show she's on, but she makes a very valid point. Take a listen.
I think it's garbage because at some point we all bought into this lie that you got to feel ready in order to change.
Yeah.
We bought into this complete falsehood that at some point you're going to have the courage. At some point you're going to have the confidence, and it's total bull. Frankly, are we allowed to swear on this
show?
Okay. It's complete garbage. And so there are so many people in the world, and you know, you may be watching this right now, and you have these incredible ideas, and what you think is missing is motivation. And that's not true. Because the way that our minds are wired, and the fact about human beings, is that we are not designed to do things that are uncomfortable or scary or difficult. Our brains are designed to protect us from those things because our brains are trying to keep us alive. And in order to change, in order to build a business, in order to be the best parent, the best spouse, to do all those things that you know you want to do with your life, with your work, with your dreams, you're going to have to do things that are difficult, uncertain, or scary, which sets up this problem for all of us. You're never going to feel like it. Motivation's garbage. You only feel motivated to do the things that are easy.
So this is, and yes, I do realize that by her being demotivational, she's actually being motivational. Yes, I understand this. What did you think of the clip?
Well, you actually sent this to me before, and I did watch the whole video. And
yes, it's 4 minutes long, so this was just a minute clip.
Before I give my thoughts on it, I'm curious because for whatever reason, this clip, of all the clips on the internet, of all the stuff in the Facebook video, really bothered you. Like, you sent it to me, and I'm like, Ryan, are you trying to tell me something? What's going on here? But it seemed to hit a nerve with you. I'm curious why now. What are you going through now or thinking about now?
Sure. So there are two very special listeners, Sophie and Evelyn. Hi, Sophie. Hi, Evelyn. So their mom, Hannah, commented on one of the posts that we did. So this post, I believe, was the episode on quadrupling your business, 94. And you had posted, hey, what did you think of this episode? Like, for me, it was kind of like a fluke thing that's actually the trend is still kind of continuing. And it's kind of shocking to me because this is a time where, you know, normally it's a little bit lower. However, Hannah commented, she goes, I absolutely love the episode. I've been contemplating dividing my business into two, a wedding photo booth company and a photo booth marketing company, so that I can better target my ideal clients for each business. She said, today's episode gave me the motivation to do it, and I'm working on it now. She goes, also, my two girls are going to grow up knowing your voices. I'm so sorry. Every Wednesday is grocery day, and since I live about 35 minutes away from a decent Kroger, we listen to Super Boothers during our commute. Please don't ever end this podcast. So
make sure you get broccoli. Eat your broccoli.
So funny enough, I have just found out that for Mickey's 90th birthday, Kroger is selling Mickey bars. So before you can only get them in the parks, but now you can get them at Kroger. I went to Kroger yesterday and they didn't have it, so I was highly disappointed. However, at any rate, thank you so much for that comment. We really appreciate it. That's the stuff that kind of keeps us going a little bit. But what kind of hit it for me is I don't care about being motivated. I'm the least motivated person. I literally just do things randomly. And truthfully, that is the way how I get things done. So I'm going to tell everyone what I've been working on now, because by now it's pretty much out there. So whenever I was in Australia, there was someone out there that, you know, oh, hi, what do you do? Oh, well, I do photo booths and I also do this. And they showed me that they had a bridal bounce house. Now, back in May of last year, this went viral, where there was this company in the UK that had a white bounce house that went viral. I looked at his marketing. I was like, oh my God, this is genius. I love it. And it was such like a little brain worm, because it got stuck in my head and would not leave. And I was obsessed with this. So this is honest to God's truth. We were on the flight from Melbourne to Brisbane, and we're on the airport, and I said, we're having a meeting, staff. Staff, I'm buying a bounce house. And they're like, what? And
was the first question from your staff that, is this an inflatable?
Yes, it is an inflatable. But I will say this, and there's other plans for it that I will get to that justifies this. First of all, it's a much more expensive inflatable. and second of all, it is not indoors. So I ended up so we went to Brisbane, and by the time we left Brisbane, I had a logo, I had a website, I had contract, I had waiver, I had insurance quotes, I had sourcing the actual bounce house itself. I mean, literally, it was like done. We flew back to Sydney, had one more little meeting, went over logo revisions. I am on the flight from Sydney to Los Angeles in midair, somewhere over the Pacific Ocean, and I purchased the stupid bounce house.
Inflatable bounce house.
Yes, inflatable, white, gigantic, huge, heavy bounce house.
For the person who is so against inflatables.
I'm against inflatables for photo booth. I think they look stupid. I don't like an inflatable enclosure. I think it's dumb. And if you have one, that's not going to change my opinion of it. I think you should throw it away in the garbage. I really do. I don't think that they are considered luxury.
And that, ladies and gentlemen,
if you are trying to sell luxury, I don't think it is luxury. But that's just me. Who the hell?
That is the art of the backpedal right there, ladies and gentlemen. Wonderfully done.
What do you mean?
Wonderfully done.
What? No. This is two completely separate things. So anyways, this but is not I, a photo booth enclosure.
I am not surprised at all that you got everything set up that quickly. Knowing how I know you, not surprised at all.
No. So funny thing is, generally on international flights, everyone's sleeping. At one point, I am so wired from buying this bounce house. I went back and forth. Finally, put in the credit card, pulled the trigger, did it. I was so wired. I looked up. Every single person had their light off and was sleeping. I was the only one with my line on. It was so freaking funny. So yeah,
speaking about motivation, how does that make you feel? You're working while everyone's sleeping. You're hustling. You're doing what Grant Cardone wants you to do right there.
Shut up. Whatever. I don't care about that. That's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But anyways, this is what I get a kick out of is I don't need some white person to tell me that I need to be motivated. Okay. I mean, that's just not how it goes. Like I am, and I'm not even sure it's motivation. I think it's just excitement. It's just, hey, I have this really great idea. There's a plenty of people that are telling me this is stupid, but I have some tricks up my sleeve. I am doing some really cool things with this inflatable. It is, you know, 20 feet by 20 feet or 6 meters by 6 meters. If you're listening into a place that does not use feet and miles and whatever. So I'm on the flight, start texting people. I said, hey, listen, I just got this. It's going to be here in 2 weeks. Oh my God, I have this client for it. Can you do this open house? Can you do this event? Yes, yes, yes. So by the time I landed, I had 3 events backed up.
Pre-selling. That's not really pre-selling because you already ordered it, but kind of.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, yeah, I need to start making money with it. So this Sunday is going to be my first trade show with it, which I'm a little excited to see how that one goes. And I'm a little bit proud of myself for, you know, pulling everything together so quickly. But the point of the story is, if you have an idea, do it now. Don't wait. Like, the more things you just get put on the back burner, the way how it works with me whenever I did weddings was I'd have a consultation with a bride. She'd come in. We'd go over everything with her little wedding. I'd take my notes. I'd go type them up immediately. I would tell her, you will have this in 45 minutes or less. She's like, wow, that's quick. The reason why I did that is, first of all, your client should never be waiting on you. Your client should never be waiting on, oh, well, I wonder how much this is going to be. Because if they love you and love your ideas and you get them to them quickly, they have less time to go look elsewhere is pretty much what I'm getting at. So I would always have it to them within 45 minutes. It was just my processor like, wow, how come it's so quick? I was like, because if I let it sit on my desk, it's going to rot there and collect dust. It's not going to do any good there if it's not in your hands. So then that would just allow for quicker revisions and a quicker turnaround time. So the same thing goes with like Photo Booth Quotes now. No one should ever have to wait on a quote or a revision from me. Like, I can always do those things on my phone. Like, there's no reason why your client should wait on you.
Why do you think, and you talked about how you don't need that kind of motivation. You're very like self-motivated. You just do things. Why do you think it seems like most people listen to this stuff or attend these things? Like, what is it about them that they need that?
I don't know. Tell me in the comments, because I really don't understand you. I mean, well, I, this is nothing. I also think that it's also just the know-how. So there's a lot of people that simply don't know how to do things, which I completely get. There are some things that I can't do. I don't know what they are. I can't bake a cake. I'm pretty sure I can't bake a cake. But that doesn't mean I can't hire someone to do it. You know?
We can figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's funny. I watched a video recently where Gary Vaynerchuk actually gave a keynote speech, and he was talking about how for like the last couple of years, he always gave people the semantics, the tactics. Here's what you do. Here's how you do it. Here are some examples. Step one, step two, step three. And people didn't do it for whatever reason. And this is what he was saying. He's saying that he just started to realize now that it's more effective for him to start turning into like a rah-rah motivational speaker, because for some reason that gets people to actually do things. It's not really about the tactics and the details. People can figure that out or just do whatever like you do, but they need to be prompted to do something. And I don't understand why people need that. I guess my best guess is that we're all so spoiled nowadays. The quality of life is so high. Everyone's just Netflix and chilling. Everyone's scrolling through the gram. Everyone's just chilling, that they're not really motivated. And I kind of equate it to, like, I tell my friends, when do you go to the dentist? When your tooth hurts. If your tooth don't hurt, you ain't going to the dentist. And I feel like there's a lot of people out there that don't have that pain. Their teeth don't hurt, and that's why they're not doing anything. And they're going to these things to be like kind of smack in the face and feel some pain so that they can go home and do something. The problem with that is it's not sustainable. Like, you'll get motivated for a day, a couple of days, a week, and then you go back to your normal self. It's just not sustainable.
It's hard to stay motivated, especially with other things, not just business. Like, you know, you're going to start a new, you know, diet or workout plan or whatever. It's hard to stick with it. I get it. I've been there, done that. At the same time, what I really don't understand is there are some people that will – let's just take this for example. So if you are how do I word this nicely? you know, let's just say you have – actually, let's take this for an example. So whenever you and I were going to there was a point in time where Ismail and I were going to start a Super Boothers, like, not necessarily conference or a summit, or we had ideas for it, and it actually kind of got some traction. And we got quotes from people. We got quotes from Barbara Corcoran. We got quotes from Damon John. We got quotes for Gary Vee. We did.
We got a lot of people.
Yeah, and we were looking at how much it would cost to make this thing happen, and it was our little Super Boothers Fire Festival, and we didn't pre-sell it just yet, but that's another thing, was we had like specific goals for it and specific, like, you know, milestones that we needed to hit in order for us to feel like, hey, this is right. This is going to happen. We even said on one of Gary Vee's things that it was like, if you listen to the show, I'm going to tell you the exact same stuff as whenever I go to your event. There's going to be nothing different. And I don't know what that is. I don't know. The only person I would really actually pay money for would probably be Oprah, and she's not going to take it because she doesn't need it, you know? I mean, there is just something about being around someone. Yeah. I get that. I get that people have, like, magnetic personalities that you just feel like you want to be around, or you just feel like – and again, maybe people just need to feel that warm, fuzzy feeling. I just don't. And I just think that it does me no good to spend my money – with just being in the presence of someone. Sorry, Celine Dion, do not pay attention to that. I did not mean that to you. Continue.
Have you also realized that it seems like lately these, I don't know what you want to call them, these gurus, these speakers, these marketers, the tone recently has been like negative. Like they're like yelling at you, yes, and they're talking down to you. And I'm like, people like this? People?
Well, I do that too. I do that too. That's part of my charm.
Is that what it's called? Okay.
But yeah, but
you see the trend of like people being very negative to you. Like, come on, you're lazy, but like they treat you like you're a piece of trash. And it works.
Well, you are.
Yeah, you not.
I guess I get it. Well, that's another thing, is there are some consultations that I've had to where some people just feel like they need tough love. I guess that's the case. I don't know. I mean, there are some people that – that's another thing. It goes with employees as well. So if you have employees that are working for you, you have to – this is rule number one. You have to find out what motivates the employee. Is it money that motivates them? Is it praise that motivates them? Think of like five love languages, except don't touch your employee. But at the same time, like, you have to realize, like, does this person need to like – do you need to make the person feel like crap so that they like feel motivated enough to do something? Or do you feel like, hey, you did a great job, here's some cash, or here's a gift card, or whatever? Certain things work for certain people, I guess. And I just don't understand it. But what I really, I guess, need to really convey is, if you see that there is a problem, fix it. Just fix it. You don't have to overthink it. You don't have to whatever. If you see that your website isn't working and you recognize that your website isn't working, and if you can't yourself fix it, find someone to do it. It takes 2 seconds to look up someone on your phone and just to get a quote from someone. You know what, Ryan, I don't have the money to do it. That's fine. Go on Fiverr. I'm pretty sure there's someone that can help you. Like, you don't – I have an ongoing list of like things that I just need to do. I always write down my to-do list. I'm staring at it like right now. And I just kind of work down the list and just cross things off. There is something very cathartic about me taking a pen and literally crossing something off of my list. Like, I just find that very like satisfying. Yeah. If you find money satisfying, get yourself a little green light. And every time you make money, it turns green. I mean, I just don't see the need for the little pep talk, I guess.
Yeah. You know, I may have mentioned this on a previous episode. I don't remember, but there's a story of this general in the army. I think it was Stanley McChrystal. Maybe that's wrong. I don't remember all the details, but the point of the story was that this general stepped into the situation, and these people that are now reporting to him were trying to figure out what the appropriate course of action was for, like, years. It's a big deal. They're in this war zone. Should we do plan A? Should we do plan B? Back and forth, and forth. Nothing got done. This guy steps in. In the first meeting, he's like, all right, tell me about the plan A. Tell me about plan B. They told him the plan. He said, we're doing plan A. And everyone's like, sir, we've been trying to figure out the answer for years. How did you just do that so quickly? Basically, he said, I'd rather pick one and do it and try it because I can always reverse course and change it later than sit around here like you guys just did for years bickering about which one to do. You didn't do anything.
Sure, in a committee.
Yeah, so I think sometimes, like you said, just do random things. Not random, but if you just do things...
Don't buy a bounce house.
The market will tell you whether it's right or wrong very quickly, and then all you have to do is do something else and do something else. People are so afraid of failure or the wrong decision that they delay finding out if it was a failure or a wrong decision. And by making it shorter and just doing it and failing quicker, you learn what to do next.
For sure. I think that with, like, this bounce house thing, I ever really feel regret. First of all, this is the first time that I've ever purchased something to where I've not already sold it. So that's something very out of character for me, number one. And actually, I got called out on that. And yes, that is correct. I purchased something without having sold it. However, I had committed at three events by the time I landed.
That still counts.
No, I think that still counts. So at the same time, I'm not letting it sit around and collect dust. And that was the other thing is the price point was pretty small considering for an inflatable. I kind of thought they were going to be a little bit more. However, what really got you was the blower, was the insurance, was the, you know, the tarp, the show, the electricity for the show, the business cards, the, you know, all the other peripheral stuff that just kind of adds up to where, okay, I think I'm in this for $7,000 now. How did that happen?
Ouch.
I know. It was a little bit of an ouch whenever, like, I finally, like, started doing the totals. I was like, wait a minute. Why did I do that?
Wasn't your rule to make the money back in one event or something like that?
Sure. However, that is still kind of possible, and I still have some photo booth applications that I'm going to do with this, just in a different way to where no one's really done it before. And I have a couple of other things that I am kind of putting it into. Well, actually, I guess I can say it right now. So I'm going to do 3D projection mapping on it, kind of like they do at the Castle at Disney. And that is already sold and committed for an event later on in late March. And then I did a little uplighting thing, and then we're doing a slow motion booth with people jumping up and down in it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I do respect going out, trying it, and seeing how the market reacts. And I think a lot of people should try. Like, you should be – one of my friends says that if he tracks his failures, and if he doesn't have enough failures each month, he's not trying hard enough. He's not doing enough things out of his comfort zone. So I think it's cool, and I respect the fact that you're trying it. And I'd love to see, you know, the listeners, if they have any cool different things that they're experimenting with or they've done or they tried or ideas they have. Put that up in our Facebook group and let's see what you guys are working on.
You know, that's another thing. One of the things that I put on my Instagram recently is if you have free time, you're doing something wrong. And I really do believe that. I think that, you know, everyone says,
well,
go ahead.
I've heard that before too, but like, don't you need some free time? Like, don't you have to like at least have some downtime where you watch a game here or you watch a show there?
But that's still not free. That's not exactly free time because you're still actually like doing something, getting out there, because there are a lot of people that just really do that kind of nonstop.
Well, that's true. Like I have so many shows people tell me to watch and I'm like, what, dude, what happened in the last 5 years that there are so many must-see shows, must-see movies? I'm like, you literally could not keep up even if that was your full-time job. It's crazy.
I can keep up. It is my full-time job. But see, this is my thing is I drive a lot. So I have like movies playing on in the background. Whenever I'm flying, I'm generally watching a movie. So that's just time that I'm utilizing for whatever downtime. I get my best work done on an airplane. Clearly, I make big purchases on an airplane. I have no clue how that happens. If the airplane didn't have Wi-Fi, I probably wouldn't be in this mess.
Yeah, it's a lot of people do have a lot of work done on airplanes. I think it's just because you're away and no distractions.
Yeah, I think that whenever prior to not having internet, you were able to get a lot more done, and it was a little bit more calming time because literally no one could contact you. But now that's just not the case. We're just always like contacting someone.
Yep.
So motivation is garbage, and don't listen to anyone.
And with that, I hope this episode motivated you guys to do stuff. So
by demotivation. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. I'm actually going to post the full video in our Facebook group. So if you have a comment, if you want to tell us what you thought about this episode, please let us know. And if you didn't like it, sorry, there's one next week.